So Chris Cuomo on CNN had Smirkonish on his show, and Smirkonish was a little bit disappointed that more people didn't join with Joe Manchin in what he was trying to do with the unemployment compensation at the last hour, at the last minute, in this COVID bill that just got passed. Have a listen to this, folks.
And Michael, I want to get your take on it. Manu, yours as well. Let's see where the economy is. There's a lot of money on the shelf that they haven't spent yet. How can they know how much money they need now when you haven't spent that money yet, so you don't know what the last batch of money will do for the economy? And let's look at the jobs report. Jobs report comes out, and now he felt that it had should have shifted people's perspective on how much unemployment benefit was needed and for how long. And he was met with nothing but resistance, Michael. So what they worked on was $300 a week. There were a lot of people who wanted less than $300. Some of the Democrats wanted more. And it was for how long? And then Joe Manchin's big sticking point, Michael, and then I give it to you, was the way it was designed, people who didn't work, who stayed on unemployment the whole time, would be advantaged in a way that people went back to work were not when it came to taxation. Why were not more people with Manchin?
It sounds to me, a great question. I don't know the answer. It sounds fiscally prudent, the way that you've just explained it. You know, I too looked at those jobs numbers. Hospitality and leisure really had growth. I think the whole economy is poised to pop because
I think is the operative phrase there, folks. I think
of all the pent-up demand that exists. So where Manchin is saying, let's not make a long-term commitment until we see how this is all going to shake out, I think is a very reasonable path. And I'm disappointed that more people didn't rally around him.
So folks, I just wanted to talk a little bit about this. The first thing that they mentioned is that there's a lot of money that's still left on the shelf. And what happened in this last budget that got passed today was they had a lot of money for schools that was in there, but only a very small sliver of what's in today's budget, the COVID budget, is going to be used for schools this year because they do have money from the last budget that hasn't been used for schools. So they're going to use this money for schools over the next 7 or 8 years. So yeah, there's money on the shelf, but it's going to get used. And then this other approach of let's just wait and see. You know, why don't we just wait and see? We had a good jobs report, and it was good. It came out something like 372,000 jobs, I think, were created in February, which is a good number. It's not super-duper fantastic, but it's a step in the right direction. But I guess my point here is that are you willing to gamble the need that millions of Americans have right now that need unemployment compensation, and not only that, but the economy, you know, looking forward? Are you willing to gamble all of these folks that really need the help right now that are on unemployment compensation and the outlook for the economy on one jobs report? You got to be kidding me. No, you don't do stuff like that. And then they talked about this advantage, disadvantaged. People on unemployment are advantaged over people that aren't on unemployment that go back to work, because in this bill, they actually made it so that you could exclude $10,200 of the unemployment compensation from being taxed. And Chris Cuomo was saying that, you know, over here, when people go back to work, they don't get that advantage. Well, the problem isn't that the people on unemployment compensation get the advantage, right, of not having to pay taxes on $10,200. It's that the people over here don't have it. It's not that this is a terrible thing over here. It's that the people that go back to work don't have it. Let's give the people that go back to work that waiver on the first $10,200 of what they make not to be taxed. I mean, should anybody, let's say that somebody makes whatever the cap is, $30,000, $35,000, $40,000, $50,000, the first $10,200 shouldn't be taxed in that bracket. I mean, that's something that should be going on right now. It's insane. These people, they see things as roadblocks, and they don't see that, oh, what we did over here should be applied over there. I mean, they just don't think around the corner, you know, which is insane to me. It drives me nuts. But folks, the other thing that I want to bring up here is that Joe Manchin, you know, he's 73 years old. Everybody in Congress and in the Senate, for that matter, no matter what their age is, has had the COVID shot, right? Everybody's had their COVID shot. So there's no concern there. But 85% of America has not yet had their shot. I haven't had my shot yet. Probably you haven't had your shot yet. I mean, 85% of Americans haven't had their COVID shot, and you're willing to, they're not considering this. And when you look at something like what's going on in Brazil right now, and I just want to show you, there's an article out here that the world's worst COVID crisis is unfolding in Brazil. And this is coming to us from Bloomberg, March 5th. So it's a recent article. It says, world's worst COVID crisis is unfolding in Brazil, where no fix seems to work. And essentially here, folks, what they're, according to this article, and I'll quote it, what they're living through now is much worse than what they had before. This is according to Denise Garrett, an infectious disease expert and vice president of the Sabin Vaccine Institute in Washington. I see a huge storm forming in Brazil, is what she's saying. And it goes on to say this. It says, in the first 2 months of 2021, and they're talking about these three cities that are just outside of Sao Paulo down here. I'm not going to try to enunciate what those cities are, but there's three cities right there on the map, just outside of Sao Paulo, Brazil. And it says, in the first 2 months of 2021, more people have died of the virus in the city than all of 2020. Most COVID tests are coming back not only positive, but positive for the highly contagious Brazil variant that emerged in the Amazonian city of Manaus. The strain, which preliminary studies suggest is at least twice as transmissible, showed up in more than 80% of the samples collected at a clinic in the city from mid-January to mid-February. So, I mean, these variants are serious business. And not only that, when you look at it, they're saying here in this article, the patients, once elderly, are now in their 20s and 30s and arriving even sicker than previously. I mean, it's insane. And, you know, folks, so, yeah, we had a good payroll report, non-farm payroll report, right? 379,000 jobs gained in February, but are you willing to gamble everything on that? And not only that, but you've still got a crisis going on here with COVID. We're not through the woods yet. 85% of us haven't had our shots. Consider all these things. And the other thing to consider here, folks, is this. And I haven't heard it phrased this way, but take a look at this retail sales chart from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, U.S. government. So this chart is showing us that retail sales are clipping higher at a very strong rate. That's great. And the reason why is things like unemployment compensation. Yes, things like unemployment compensation are giving people money to spend, and they're actually spending it. And it's stimulating the economy. You can't discount the fact that not only are you helping millions of Americans that need help with unemployment compensation, but you're also stimulating the economy. And as we know, this economy, 69% of it is consumer driven. 69% of it. Unlike the tax cuts that they passed for the rich back in 2017, folks, none of that trickled down and had this kind of effect on retail sales, did it? But the unemployment compensation is having that kind of an effect. The stimulus checks are having that kind of an effect on the U.S. economy. So yes, you're helping millions of Americans at the same time. You're stimulating the economy. And since when is that a bad thing? Till next time, folks. Thanks for tuning in.